This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline: Guards Strike at Nuclear Weapons Plant. Security guards began picketing outside the Pantex facility early on Monday, April 16th, after rejecting a final contract proposal late Sunday. Pantex is the DOE site for assembly and disassembly of nuclear weapons and storage for tons of plutonium recovered from scrapped warheads. The site is managed by the contractor BWXT Pantex. The union said the latest BWXT Pantex proposal failed to address career progression and that guards have suffered a sharp deterioration in job and retirement security since the government changed fitness standards for weapons plant guards. The shift requires guards to meet heightened fitness standards, which include running a mile in 8.5 minutes. In addition, guards are now required to wear bulletproof vests and carry rifles during their 12-hour shifts, which together weigh about 40 pounds. The Pantex Guard Union President Robert Lynch said many older guards cannot meet the fitness standards and are taking janitorial jobs inside the Pantex plant for much lower pay to keep their medical coverage. The union is not questioning the need for higher security, but wants guards to be provided a career path similar to that of federal law enforcement officials. This path would allow guards to transition into less physically demanding positions as they age. In addition, union representatives cited overtime policy and poor and unsafe working conditions at Pantex as a cause for the strike. The DOE's Office of Inspector General is investigating workplace issues there. BWXT denied the union's claim about unsafe working conditions. However, Pantex has a history of serious safety problems. Multiple instances where safety rules were violated during the handling of high explosive components and nuclear weapons were identified in a January 2007 letter from the Project on Government Oversight to the DOE. For example, in January 2004, Pantex workers were ordered to improperly tape together and handle two broken pieces of high explosives in a W56 warhead. This increased the risk of an explosion of the high explosive components. In addition, workers commonly are required to work overtime. For example, production technicians at Pantex commonly work up to 72 hours a week. The letter states, quote, "We believe the environment at Pantex created by the management is the root cause of the repeated safety incidents," end quote. BWXT Pantex representative Simmons said the company has not set a timetable for restarting negotiations. The guards called for a federal mediator before the strike began, who has imposed a 14-day cooling-off period. During the strike, security guards from other DOE weapons sites will guard the plant. Other personnel are to continue reporting to Pantex, and work will be available for employees represented by the Guards Union who choose to cross the picket line. Congressional Democrats criticized DOE for failing to resolve the guards' concerns in time to prevent a strike. Representative Bart Stupak of Michigan, who chairs the Oversight Subcommittee of the Energy and Commerce Committee, said, quote, "This employment instability not only raises the potential for significant costs to the American taxpayer, but also raises serious nuclear security concerns," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our webpage at nuclearactive.org.